The Apostle Paul asks, "Why do you pass judgment on your brothers and your sisters? For we all stand in the judgment seat of God. I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Amen. My favorite cafe in New York City is La Bergamot. On a September afternoon, following a special church service a few years ago, as I was sipping my pour-over coffee and reading the New York Times magazine, from the corner of my eye, I saw Annette in tears. Annette was normally someone who was full of energy, and she could light up a room. She reminded me of Marlo Thomas, who depicted that girl in the 1970s sitcom. I knew that every month was a struggle for Annette. Annette's eyes were weary. She was speechless. And yet, the tears were not the tears of sorrow. For now, breaking through those tears was a smile. I asked her, "What happened?" She began to explain that particular month was tough because her tuition was due for acting classes and neither the tips nor the acting gigs were coming in as expected. As she was fretting over this, a patron asked her, "What's your burden? What's on your heart?" Quite taken aback, she began to tell her that life in New York hasn't been working out well. That customer left her a $450 tip with the condition that when she made it big, she was to pay it forward. Paying it forward. One way to read the parable of the unforgiving servant in our gospel lesson today is to wonder, why in the world would the forgiven servant be so blatantly cruel? Seemingly, the lesson for us is to be people who forgive, just like the king who forgave the debt. Certainly, that's one aspect of the lesson. Forgiveness is a major theme in Scripture. Whether it is the prayer that our Savior taught us, you know, the Our Father, or Jesus' words to forgive 77 times. Jesus teaches us that we are forgiven and we are called to forgive. In our day, we tend to read forgiveness merely from an emotional perspective. In the first century, however, forgiveness was a little bit more tangible. Among the range of meanings for the Greek word for forgiveness is the forgiveness or the remission of debt, leaving something or someone alone, allowing or to allow to let go, to send away without expectation, to abandon. While that specific Greek word appears over 140 times in the New Testament, it is translated forgive in English only 38 of those times. In other words, there is a wide range of forgiveness, and that range motivates us to take it from a purely emotional construct into small yet concrete action. Theologian and writer Maria Meyer writes, "Most of all, forgiveness is supposed to be an action rather than a feeling. Forgiveness is an action rather than a feeling." In our gospel today, the servant who came to the king was forgiven, yet he was so oblivious to the plight of his fellow servant. He was perhaps too caught up in the emotion of forgiveness that when it came to his own debt being forgiven, he was not only able to translate it or pay it forward to those who owed him money or favors. Unlike the king, there is no compassion from this oblivious servant. He only cares about himself, and that is perhaps the ultimate tragedy. As the parable reveals, when we do not forgive, we face a form of punishment. The punishment is that we are unable to live free and live as authentically as God desires us to live. We become imprisoned to festering hatred and anger. You know, that resentment that invades our minds and corrupts our heart. Yes, our transformation begins with receiving forgiveness. God has forgiven us through Jesus. In the words of that great saint of the church, the Reverend Alexander Crummell, whom the church celebrates today on this UBE Sunday, the revelation of the scriptures turns us from the fruitless efforts of men for salvation to the power and victory of the Son of Men, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. It tells us that while the power of man is useless, the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus is all-powerful and effective. So we cannot achieve forgiveness in and of ourselves. Yet, we can receive forgiveness and pay it forward as our spiritual duty. Jesus says, forgive, forgive, forgive. Allow me to tell you the rest of the $450 tip story. Exactly 7 years prior to my encounter with Annette, on a fateful day in September, downtown New York City was devastated by a gruesome attack. And as people were fleeing at around 9 o'clock in the morning, the tipper, Trudy, was working at the Moonstruck Diner. She was tipped $450 by a customer as a reaction to the chaos of the moment. That tipper knew Trudy. He knew her story and knew who she was. For he and a group of Auschwitz survivors met at the diner every Tuesday morning. With great haste, he said, whatever this is, it is scary. We all need to get out of here, and here is your start. Just make sure you pay it forward. After that fearful day, life changed dramatically for Trudy. She was resilient. She found work as a server and went on to law school. Upon graduating, as her law and advisory career got established, on that day that is forever ensconced in our collective American history, she makes it a point to tip a server $450. She was paying it forward. Trudy received a life-saving gift in the midst of tragedy, and she was called to notice the condition of others and to pay it forward. What if we thought of forgiveness as paying it forward? Paying it forward comes from an understanding of great mercy and love, knowing that one cannot be just by oneself. We need the help and support of community. It's really knowing the story and taking that story as one's own. So, beloved, my invitation for you today is twofold. First, recognize that whatever you have done, wherever you have been, if you wholeheartedly confess it to God, you will receive mercy. Believe that. It is yours for the asking. Second, recognize that as you have received forgiveness, you are called to pay it forward. Examine yourself. Is there someone that you have not forgiven? To forgive is not necessarily to forget. Forgiveness is not merely an emotional act of receiving, but becomes whole when we truly let it go and pay it forward. I received a book from my spiritual director, and today I would like to pay it forward by offering this prayer by the Reverend Timothy Parker Ferris. I invite you to pray. O God, open our hearts and minds to thy love as we see it revealed in Jesus. Knowing all our difficulties and our selfishness, help us to press toward the mark that he set for us, to harbor no bitterness in our lives, to keep no grudge at the center of our hearts, and more to show forth in imitation of him the love which alone can conquer evil. Amen.